Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Batlam. You are tuned in to a special 4th of July episode, and we're going to get it started right with Steel Toe Solution.
On a fucking UK. Why the limey accent and the silly words spoken? Last time I checked, you grew up in Hoboken. I see the mindless antics and my mind is blown. From what I understand, a football is thrown. The Steelers make the playoffs, I get pretty excited. But I don't give a fuck about Manchester United.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? I fly over glory, not Union Jack. And in the revolution, my side kicked ass. Fighting like you're British, you gotta be ignorant. You're worse than illegal, you're a wannabe immigrant. Move your ass to England if you think it's so bad. I'll make you eat a bottle if you call me lad. I got a lot of rage, and people like you trigger it. You sucking on a fat or a motherfucking cigarette. So I'm hanging with my boys, not with my mates. Frontin' like you're British, you're just about criminal. I sleep with women, not wing-feathered animals. I hear your line of sass, I know it's a farce. I'll kick you in the ass if I hear you say arse. You fill me full of nausea, you wanna be scrub. Now I'm going down the bar, not the motherfucking pub.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us?
I'm not this, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck. I got a style, I'm not sus.
You wanna be Herman, here's a message from us.
Steel Toe Solution coming out of Jersey, of course, with Wrong Side of the Pond. How's everybody doing today? Like I said, I'm Andrew Bedlam. It is the 4th of July. I said this was like some special show, but it's not. I mean, I got a cool wild card I'm going to play for sure. Definitely got a cool wild card I'm going to play for sure. But yeah, hanging out on the 4th of July early in the morning. We were supposed to do another show last night because everybody was like, oh, why are you doing a show now? I thought we were doing a show later. I was like, yeah, we're gonna. All are welcome. But then as soon as I got to the house, everyone was like, oh, no, I'm not going. And he was like, exactly. There wouldn't have been a Friday show because all you bitches were like, oh, no, we're not going. We're not going back. We're not going. Yeah, exactly. So now it's a Saturday morning show. There we go. I did get very drunk last night at Sean's. That was a good time. Pretty stoned. What do? We played Battle of the Sexes. I like playing that. I didn't like the other game we played before that. It was just like, it would be like a random category, and there would be like 12 answers on the board or so. It would be like TV shows,
and there would be like 8 TV shows, and we had to say one of those 8 TV shows with no more of a hint than TV show. Wasn't really into that. And but I did like Battle of the Sexes. That's always fun. Always fun. But yeah, today headed to Tim and Jade's. Gotta go scope out where we're putting the stage for the, no, Tim and Jade's parents' house. Gotta go scope out the stage. Where we're gonna put the stage, god damn it. I can talk, I swear. I did have a couple dabs already this morning, but what else is new, right?
Reefers.
What's a sober podcast? What is the point, my friends, of a sober podcast? But yeah, so we're going out there, then we're going to shoot off some fireworks and shit. Then I'm coming back to Easton, got to shoot off some more fireworks with my children. But yes, we are here for the punk rock. And up next, we got another band coming out of New Jersey. This one, a little bit newer of a band. Now, if you guys notice in the about section of the podcast, I have a link to a Die Hipster Records interview with me. At that same site, you guys can get an interview or a review, something about this next band, Wildlife, up on the site recently. Was it? I am totally wrong. Forget about that. Forget everything I just said.
I may have f***ed up here.
That article is on the U-Rock page. You should also go to Die Hipster Records and read about me. But if you want to read about Wildlife, you got to go to Die Hipster Records. Here they are up next. Wildlife, that is, with Contraband. Wildlife right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, we are going to get, if I can find it, to the Sloppy Seconds up next. This one coming off Endless Bummer, and it's Everybody Hates the United States. Now, it's 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? And I know there's plenty of people who listen to this show that are like, oh, America sucks, you know what I mean? See, I'm not like that. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I hate the police. And, you know, like, I hate the cops. Yes, I do. But, like, I even though I know they get the umbrella of the American flag, that's not what I think about when I think of America. So I don't have to be all anti-America. I can still be anti-cop and not anti-America. America. And I think that's where I fall. Here's the Sloppy Seconds with Everybody Hates the United States. All right, that was the Sloppy Seconds right there, coming off Endless Bummer. Now, I actually, believe it or not, if you actually listen to me talk, you wouldn't be surprised, but I got John Bolton's book on Amazon. What the fuck's that thing called? Audible. Yes, I got John Bolton's book on Audible, The Room Where It Happened. He's the dude who was in the room but refused to testify. He's the dude who was in the room when Trump tried to bribe the Ukraine, and said, I'm not going to be part of this drug deal. So I have his book because he was pretty much a Trump kiss ass up until that moment. And then he kind of broke away, but then kind of screwed everybody by refusing to testify. I kind of feel that he's like a war profiteer, but like an impeachment profiteer. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I paid for the book. It's not like I stole it. So I'm paying him. But like, I mean, he refused to testify and say the stuff that is in the book because he didn't want to harm the sales of the book. Does that not make him a profiteer? And then the impeachment went to... But yeah, I got John Bolton's book. Even though he sucks, it's still a very interesting story. And it's good, too, because you know it's true. Because he's blatantly talking about kissing Trump's ass, like before he was the ambassador. You know what I mean? And he's talking about giving Trump advice and telling him to do X, Y, and Z. And people like me being like, oh, you fucking idiot. So I think it gives some credibility back to the story. Because it doesn't sound like complete lies, of course. And also, you can't go through life just believing everything you hear is a lie. But, like, there's plenty of things in there that I wouldn't want to write about myself that he writes about himself, that therefore give it credit in my eyes. And, you know, it's not hard to convince a person who doesn't like Trump that he did something wrong, but someone who was kissing his ass and in the Oval Office every day for years, I want to see what pushes them over the edge and makes them cross sides. Not that he's like a Democrat, but, you know, just the anti-Trump side, because that's what's hard to do. It's not hard to get someone who was like, impeach him before he was ever elected. But like, I want to see the people who kissed his ass and then turned against him. You know what I mean? And that's what that story is. And I'm in chapter 6, and it's pretty fucking interesting because I just like... I like politics in general, especially the scumminess of our current political leader or whatever the fuck you want to call the orange bastard. But yes, it is the 4th of July, and you can love your country and hate your government. Did you fucking know that? Did you know? I feel like no one knows that. No one understands that you could be like, fuck Donald Trump or fuck the Senate or fuck the House and not fuck America. Does no one get that anymore? I feel like no one gets that anymore. I feel like no one gets that at all. You can hate the cops and not hate America. You can kneel at the flag and protest something and not hate America. Do you understand that these people are doing that because they care about the country? You know how many people are divorced nowadays, like half of all marriage? That's because half of all people don't work. I'm divorced, by the way. Don't work to fix things. So when you tell someone to love it or leave it, they don't have to. They can fight for change to make it better, like they would in a relationship that they care about. You do understand that, right? You understand that when the coach of a football team comes out and says, we played like shit, and he's critical of the team, that doesn't mean he hates the team, you fucking idiot. He is being critical to identify problems to fix them, kind of like the first step in any self-help program. You got to identify that you have a problem. You got to say you are an addict. You know what I mean? We have to find the problems to fix the problems. And don't say I can't get fucking political because it's 4th of July and it's my show and I'll get as political as I goddamn want, motherfucker. Here is Nowhere League. Against all authority. Too many A's, motherfucker. Wet foot policy. I find it fitting. Against all authority, wet foot policy, coming off the split with the criminals. But yes, I missed that entire song. But like I said, I got some flowers, some actual bud, and fucking I like to smoke out of a one hitter, like a dugout. And I got one of the ones like the cigarettes, but I got one of the ones that's hard to find. And I know it's hard to find because I look for them all the time because I will buy extras if I see them anywhere. I got one of the ones with like the spikes at the end. So like when you put it in the other side to get the weed, instead of it being smooth and being hard to pack as it gets lower, it's got teeth. So it actually grabs the grinded up weed real good because I'll like grind it. Then I dump it in the other side and you could like, you know, just stuff the cigarette in there and hit it, you know what I'm saying? But the ones that are like that, for whatever reason, the inside hole is a hair smaller than all the others, and they get clogged like a motherfucker. I've boiled this thing for like an hour, and it still hadn't come unclogged. I had to do a whole bunch more shit to it. Used 420 cleaner, and it's starting to clog up now. But since I've been using it, I feel like if I get it real hot, maybe I can get something through there. The pipe cleaners, they just get stuck. It's weird. It's weird. Fuck, right? So I missed that whole song. And I got nothing queued up, but it is the 4th of July. I already went on like a little political rant, and I think it was brilliant, especially being from the cuff. But yes, yes, once this show is over, I'm going to go listen to more of that douchebag John Bolton's book because it's pretty awesome. Here is Anti-Klan by the Dicks. We're going to play part one and part two because I actually want to hear the rednecky version with the slide guitar that I love, but... we're going to play both. Here's part one. The Dicks.
I see that you're a policeman. I know you're in a good class man. You got a gun hung on your hip. It's underneath your second slip.
The Dicks, coming out of Texas. Now, LCJ was at that little friendly gathering last night, and she said she came across a Dicks 7-inch on the internet, an original 7-inch, going for over $1,300. Go fucking figure. And the band won't see a cent of that money. But yeah, here's Anti-Klan Part 2. Now, this song kind of makes me think of Gabe Zander, Gabe from the Oi Scouts, who just had what I believe will go down as a 4th of July baby. So congratulations, Gabe. I'm pretty sure the little girl was actually born on the 4th and not the 3rd. Born in the middle of the night. Who knows what day it was. Happy birthday to her. And this one's for Gabe. Here's Anti-Klan Part 2, if I can fucking find it, by the Dicks.
This is from the policeman in Texas. Yeah.
Alright, that was two from the Dicks. Same song, two different versions. But we are going to take this 4th of July party out of Texas and in to the heart of North Jersey. Here is Nibbly Kenbane with America. Niblick fucking Henbane on Pogo City Radio. But yeah, David's saying over there in that live thread at the Podbean app, fucking just woke up to a car accident. What, did you hear a car accident, or were you asleep in a car and it got hit? Because those are two very different things. But yes. So I'm curious. Waiting for his answer. Heard it. That's good. Always fun. It's funny. There's a heart next to your name, David, with 666 next to it. I don't know if you can see that or if I can only see that as the host, but you have a heart and 666 next to your name. But yes. But yeah, Andrew hanging out by himself in the HQ because everyone bitched out yesterday. They yelled at me for doing a pogo early, but then didn't come for the late one, as I surmised would happen. I assure you, it was not my fault. It was them lying bastards' fault. Mostly Jess's. Just blame Jess. It's always Jess's fault. We are about to start a war, so let's get ready for it. Here's Cheap Sex, Punk Core Records, launch off to war.
The United States is under nuclear attack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Launch off to war. Cheap sex on this 4th of July pogo. So yeah, we definitely started the show with Steel Toe Solution and Wrong Side of the Pond, one of my favorite punk rock pro America songs. And here's another one I like a lot, Head Wound, Keep It in the Country. Head Wound coming out of Jersey right there. Now, we are about 37 minutes into the podcast, so I think it's about time to play that Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah! Now, pretty much the whole reason I'm up here at this current moment is to play this wild card. This whole show was born today around this wild card, and I fucking changed it, and I gotta go look for it again. Andrew, you son of a bitch! But yes, it comes from a movie. Now, the Pogo City Wild Card is where we, I had it all queued up, is where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's doo-wop, sometimes it's hair metal, sometimes it's gangster rap, fool. Other times, it's a song from a movie. A movie with not puppets, but marionettes, about how awesome America is. So, coming from the movie Team America, here is the song America. Fuck yeah.
America.
Coming from Team America, Matt Stone and Trey Parker from South Park's marionette movie about terrorism. Yes, go watch it today. Go be a patriot and watch Matt Stone and Trey Parker's marionette movie about terrorism. You know you want to. America, fuck yeah. Okay, here is Boots for the Beatdown. Also for that new dad, Gabe. Oi Scouts up next.
Fight. Both of us are looking for action. There's nothing, yet reaction.
bucket. Here's two from the Oi Scouts, because Gabe had twins, didn't he? He didn't really have twins, but I was downstairs and couldn't hit the stop button quick enough. So here's a twofer from the Oi Scouts, Anarchy People, coming off the first 7-inch. Oi Scouts, Anarchy People, on the 4th of July. Now, the 7-inch, that track, was originally featured on the Strength in Numbers 7-inch, Charge Records' first ever release. Gabe tried to hit me with some trivia question, like, do you know what the first album Charge Records ever released was? I was like, oh, duh, the Oi Scouts 7-inch. Of course I know that, motherfucker. Now you do too. Actually, though, what was the real first release? Because the Oi Scouts wasn't really the real first release. The Oi Scouts was more the first release of an individual band. But the first release was Punks Unite, the original compilation, which, compilation, whatever the fuck, however the fuck Sean wants me to pronounce the goddamn word. Tell him to go fuck himself. Fucking, what was I going to play? Punks Unite. All right, so this was, Charge Records' first fucking compilation, whatever the fuck it's called. And it was a really good one. I'm going to have to go somewhere else to find it. The second one I also liked a lot, Punks Unite 2 International Chaos. But since we're talking about early Charge Records, I want to play something from the first album. Had bands that we play on here all the time. Things like bands like the Lower Class Brats, the Vachkas, Casualties, all that type of shit. And I'm trying to find specifically. This was a bad idea to do. It was a bad. It's fucking me up now. Now I'm pissed off. I believe this is going to work. Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said shit. I'm stalling. But yes, here we go. All right, so the album had the Casualties, Banner of Hope, The Redundants, Lower Class Brats, Bomb Squadron, UFC, Endless Struggle, The Craze, The Band, Dramatized, The Unseen, Violent Society, The Cuffs, a bunch of awesome bands. So why don't we play? I don't want to play like the Casualties or Banner Hope and stuff. You can get like on LPs. That's easy to find, like the Lower Class Brats. Son of a bitch, son of a goddamn bitch. We will play. Let's play the Cuffs with Let's Start. Let's see if I can do this right. I doubt that I can do this right. My money. I did it wrong. Did it wrong again. Andrew fucked up. That's the name of this one, right? May have fucked up. It's not my fault, motherfucker. All right, here is what I hope will be the Cuffs. Is this the Cuffs? Please be the Cuffs. Here is the Cuffs with Let's Start. Let's start right now. Play You Bitch. And God damn it, fuck this song. Fuck it all. We're not playing the Cuffs. We'll play the Cuffs. We're not playing something off the first Punks Unite because I cannot get it to work. This band was featured on the first Punks Unite. Here is the Cuffs also coming out of New Jersey with, don't they have a Red, White, and Brew song or something like that? That's what we're going to fucking play. That's what we're going to play. Hopefully I can get that one. Do they have a Red, White, and Blue, the Cuffs.
One, two, three, four.
Right, here's the Cuffs with Bottoms Up.
Yeah.
Puffs on Pogo City Radio. Yes, yes, yes. All right, what the fuck was I going to talk about? I had something. I feel like I had something I was going to yell into the microphone about. I feel like it that song made me think of something, but I completely lost it, and I don't remember what the fuck I was going to talk about. So I think, what the fuck did it? Yes, I remember what the fuck it was, but we're going to get to the next song first. Anyway, here's some Gigi Allin and the AIDS Brigade, one of the rarest, most awesome 7-inches. Definitely one of the best mixes they ever had. Definitely one of the best bands he ever had. Only 3 tracks, though, and here's the 3rd, Hanging Out with Jim. And the AIDS Brigade, Hanging Out with Jim, right there on Pogo City Radio. But yes, it is the 4th of July. I got little amounts of fireworks because, like I said, 2 years ago, they changed the laws around here and we could have the big shit. We always had stores. There's multiple stores for like decades in my town, but you could go in there with a Pennsylvania license, but they wouldn't sell you any of the good shit because it wasn't legal. But 2 years ago, they changed the laws and they would sell us the good shit. And that year, we're ripping off mortars, but fucking apparently somebody's house burned down, right? So fucking the next year, they wouldn't let us do it in the town. And so this year, I got, like I said, I got like medium size fireworks that I can get away with doing around here because you do got to be safe. You do got to be safe. I actually have a fire extinguisher. Do you have a fire extinguisher? I have a fire extinguisher in my kitchen because I don't want to burn to death. I'm reckless, but I'm not stupid. But yes, yes, I've definitely been shooting off fireworks with like friends and seen shit catch on fire. So like you should definitely have something to put the fire out if you're fucking playing with fireworks. Not to mention, last year, one of the fireworks shot off sideways. Luckily, it wasn't a mortar. It was one of those 200-gram ones where they shoot like 10 of them up in the air. Shit fell over, shot me right in the goddamn dick. I'm not lying, people. Gonna be ready. If I gotta put out a dick fire, it's getting put out. But yes, we are going to get to some LCB. LCB up next. Now, yesterday I had the Ramones on, the what's that album that I like? Pleasant Dreams album, which FYI, I gotta tell five stories now. First of all, I was listening to that album and Jess Touring came on and I was like, yes. She was like, this is not like that good of a song. I was like, you suck, Jess. So that was the first story. Jessica sucks. The second story, I don't know. Oh, yes, I was talking about the Ramones a couple days ago. I heard some of the playback. Actually, I was talking about the Sex Pistols, really. And I wasn't trying to say that the Ramones, I mean, I did say that the Ramones were sellout because all the 70s bands are, and that was the idea. They were all trying to make money. It wasn't all underground yet. That was my point. Just wanted to clarify that. And there's also nothing wrong with making money. I don't give a fuck what anybody tells you. It is a problem, though, when you start getting random producers and then you change your sound, which brings me to my third point. I always talk shit on Baby I Love You because it was produced by Phil Spector, but then I always talk about how much I love the Pleasant Dreams album, which, FYI, also produced by Phil Spector. But there are songs on that album that you can tell he had more of a say on. You can. Some of my favorite songs are on that album, but then some of them you can tell, like, oh yeah, here it is. Here's the violin. Here's the harp. Which one were we listening to? And I proved my point yesterday in front of everyone. But FYI, I fucking love the Ramones. I named my daughter after the Ramones, and they are the hands down best band ever. And here is a lower class brat song where they rip off part of the Ramones touring track. So some LCB for that bitch LCJ, where they pay homage to a Ramones classic, which is basically a medley of their own songs. But here's LCB.
I can't keep trying. So many
All right, that was LCB right there with LCB Road Crew, Lower Class Rats on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, why don't we get to some of the Ramones while I'm using my little hand exerciser that I'm addicted to. And the thing totally fucking works, by the way. My hand feels so much stronger already. It does. And just from using this, I can tell how much easier, because of course I really want to work my pinky, build up even more dexterity in it. But yeah, I can even tell it's just so much stronger a day later. It's so much easier to push the whole thing. You need to buy one of these. Definitely need to buy one of these. What the fuck was I going to play? I was going to play the Ramones with Warthog, Dee Dee on vocals. This was a song a rehab counselor asked him to write, told Dee Dee to write a song about, instead of, you know, like the comic booky stuff he would write, to write a song about how he really feels. And this is what came out.
One, two, three, four.
That was the Ramones. Here's the Gizmos. The fuck?
I may have f***ed up here. Picture show, thank God. Show, thank God.
All right, that was the Gizmos right there with Real Rock and Roll Don't Come From New York. Now, I have a little mini rant I want to go on, right? Now, I am getting ready to play some Hudson Falcons because I wanted to do it in like a patriotic manner to play Working Class War. With that being, you know, a very political bands. Yeah, they're definitely very political. Like, I'm definitely. And very left. And I see something, right? It's one of their album covers. And it says their name. And it just, it makes me, I see a picture of, what's his name? Che Guevara or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the what is he, Cuban? I don't really know. I know he was a revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? And then there's George Washington and Jesus, right? Now, I'm curious because I always find it funny because super leftists, you know what I mean, like to parade around Che Guevara, however you pronounce his name, and people like to be like, yo, dude, people think that shit's cool, but, like, the motherfucker killed people, man. But yes, all political leaders have killed people. George Washington fought in the Revolutionary War, people. I mean, in revolution, there are death. There is death. Jesus Christ.
English, motherfucker!
But
do
yes,
you speak it?
I think it I don't, I don't know if that's totally the message they're trying to send, but that's the message I take it, and it's true, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't understand why all these people, because he's, I'm not that I'm a communist, you know what I mean, but he was more like, you know, super leftist, you know what I mean, and fucking all these people, they want to be like, you don't understand, man, he murdered people, but yes, so did George Washington, so did all our generals, like, come on, people. But we're going to get to the Hudson Falcons with Working Class War. Right, that was the Hudson Falcons right there. We're going to be getting out of here in just a second. Before we do, got to remind you to go over to pogocity.stream, check out the other 400 and something episodes. And remember, you can also find the most recent 100 episodes, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Apple Music, or whatever the fuck it's called, Spotify, all those fucking things. Yeah, I mean? All right, and tell your friends, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Find us on Instagram at PogoCityRadio, PogoCityRadio, also on MeWe. So go get a MeWe page and hit me up personally, you know what I'm saying? MeWe.com/I/AndrewBedlam. But yes, come find me. There's like 70 people on the platform. It won't be hard. Now, I didn't come... with a point. If I wanted to really come with a point, I would be prepared and it would make sense. I'm just flying, shooting from the hip, and I'm loosely making a point. And I think what it really sums up to was I heard a skinhead say, And even though most skinheads hate the fucking band that we are going to play next, but I'm let it be blasphemy. I'm going to use it anyway. I don't give a fuck. The first like real punk show I was ever at was an Unseen show. The Forgotten opened up, and there was some other like local skinhead bands that played before them. The Forgotten and the Unseen were like the touring bands, and then there was like the Preps and something else. But this one skinhead dude was talking about going into the military and saying, "Hate your government, not your country." And that's kind of my point, because I know the people who listen to this show, and there's some like, there is actually some like God bless America motherfuckers that listen to the show, and there is some burn the flag motherfuckers that listen to the show, and I'm really smack dab in the middle of that. And yes, I am definitely all about hating your government, but not your country. Happy 4th of July. Here's Anti-Flag with Die for the Government.
You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit. You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit.
Thanks for sticking around, live listeners. See you guys next time. Hit us up on Facebook. Hope you like the show.